The opening words are by Kendra Ford. It's called Be Like Water. Run deep. Run clear. Fill any space to its own dimensions. Respond to the moon, to gravity. Change colors with the light. Hold your temperature longer than the surrounding air. Take the coast by storm. Go underground. Bend light. Be the one thing that people need, even when they're fasting. Eat boulders and quietly be a universal solvent. Beloveds, we are water. We come from water. We thirst for water. We long for the waters of justice and unconditional love. Today, we celebrate water, which connects and nourishes all life. In many UU churches this morning, congregations are celebrating the beginning of a new church year with water communion. It is a ceremony born out of community, solidarity, struggle, resistance, and courage. A ceremony that was started by women who felt that their voices were not being heard within our Unitarian Universalist movement. Carolyn Madade and Lucille Shuck Longview were asked to create a ritual for the Women in Religion Conference at East Lansing, Michigan in 1980 to reflect and articulate the worship needs of women, which some felt were being ignored. Carolyn, a social activist and songwriter, remembers that it was a strong service about community taking power, about creating a political and liberating theology. Carolyn and Lucille shared a vision of justice as well as a commitment to the environment. Carolyn and Lucille created a ritual that held up nature and community. A ritual that for Carolyn broke the long silence of lay women as well as ministers. The creation of a sacred space for and by women happened with a circle and a simple bowl. Today we expand that notion to include all the voices of all the people who are not heard, who are invisibilized, who feel they have not been recognized as a valuable part of this community. We lift up everyone and welcome everyone, no matter where you are on your journey. You have poured your heart into the common bowl of this community. And it is our joy, blessing, and responsibility to care for it. This ritual that for Carolyn broke silence means so much to me as a woman minister, being able to be ordained within a denomination that not only tolerates or accepts, but celebrates the voice and the good news that everyone answering the call to ministry can bring to a community. Lay people have ministries as well. And so today we lift up all of the people who volunteer in this community, all of you who participate in no matter what small role, you are ministering to each other and you are ministering to this community. We thank you for that. We recognize you for that. We lift up your voice and your presence in this beloved community. This is the celebration of connectedness, of empowerment, which instead of calling others to serve us, we step up to the challenge to serve each other in this community. Water symbolizes so many things: birth, cycles of the moon, tides, all the water in this small blue planet that we call home. Each person here
has a connection to water since before birth. The water ceremony they created also expressed solidarity with women and all people around the world who struggle to obtain clean drinking water. Almost 40 years after its creation, this water ceremony reminds us of our interconnectedness with each other as members of this community and our solidarity with people in this country and around the world who lack access to water, the most basic and precious resource. And so in the spirit of solidarity with Lucille and Carolyn and all the generations that have kept this tradition going, today we bring to mind and hold in our hearts and prayers all the people who struggle to have access to water. In particular, I want to lift up the people of the Standing Rock Sioux Nation in North Dakota who are peacefully demonstrating their opposition to the building of an oil pipe that would run through their land and under the Missouri River. Their water, their drinking water, has been cut off by their government. But people in solidarity have been going to North Dakota, have been bringing that water, and water right now for Standing Rock Sioux is an act of resistance and liberation. We bring to mind and keep in our hearts and prayers the people of Louisiana who lost their homes after the recent floods. We bring to mind and keep in our hearts and prayers the people of New Orleans who suffer the devastating effects of Hurricane Katrina, who are still feeling the after effects of Hurricane Katrina that hit on August 29th, 2005, that destroyed individual lives and communities who are still in mourning. We bring to mind and keep in our hearts and prayers the people of Flint, Michigan, a town of 100,000 with 40% living below the poverty line, where the tap water has been poisoning people with lead leaching from the pipes for over 2 years publicly. We don't know how long before that. We bring our waters from many different places, and we bring diversity in our experiences, in our spiritual practices. We bring water as a symbol of life, of hope, of new growth in the opening of a new church year, in the greeting of a new minister. We bring water to this place of meeting and sharing. We are creating connections as we share our stories of joy and sorrow, as we share our dreams for ourselves, for our families, and for this community. Water cleanses, water renews, and has potential, deep potential for healing. Today, we honor each other, our individual journeys, and we share our hopes and dreams as a community. We join others who this morning are praying in solidarity, and we take courage for the road ahead and rejoice in our interconnectedness. We give thanks for water, for family, for friends, near and far, for each other. From our separate streams, we join together to celebrate our diversity, to share our tears of joy and sorrow. We pour our hope into the broken heart that thirsts for love, wholeness, and healing. Each of us comes to this sacred space today to dip into the well that nourishes and renews our thirsty spirits. What are you thirsty for? What are you thirsty for? What is it that within your deepest, deepest hope needs to be interconnected, needs to be lifted up, needs to be voiced and held and loved unconditionally? What do we thirst for as a community? What are our hopes and aspirations for this new church year? Can anybody shout out something that they hope to see this year in this church? Youth. Yes, we got youth for you. What else? Community connections. What else?
Love.
Love. Thank you. Yes. What else? Action. What else? Music. Of course. We thirst for music.
Laughter.
Thank you. Yes. Let's not forget the joy amidst the sorrow and the struggle.
Inspiration.
Yes.
Diversity.
Yes. Thank you.
A job.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Compassion.
Hope.
More get-togethers. Social committee, pay attention.
Joy.
Impact.
Ease.
Peace.
When we can begin to question. Some of us get water from Yosemite, from Hetch Hetchy. And at some point, we need to address the horror that Hetch Hetchy, Yosemite, was down so that we could get water. It's precious. It's wonderful. But it's too much.
Thank you. Thank you. So we've heard our hopes. We've heard what we thirst for as a community. Can we together quench that thirst by working together?
Yes.
All right. I didn't hear that.
Amen.
Yes and see. I like that. It's a bilingual affirmation. Amen. Amen. Spirit of life. Teach us the wisdom of water to take the shape of justice, to smooth the jagged edges, to transform ourselves so that we may see change in the world. May we remember that we in this community thirst for a life with purpose, generosity, compassion, and justice. May we remember to be an ocean of compassion and a drop of unconditional love among many. May we be blessed by each other's tears of joy and sorrow as we journey together. Amen.
Amen.
Ashe. Blessed be.